Commonwealth Games Australia remains hopeful that an Aussie city can still be found to host the 2026 Games. The CGA's annual report says Aussie Commonwealth Games, the year after next it is, isn't it? 2026, yeah. Would be a green and gold runway to the Brisbane Olympics. Maybe Coffs Harbour and Pat Girmesh, and obviously whoever the mayor will be after the election. Maybe you need to get in touch with the Commonwealth Games Australia, because I reckon Coffs Harbour, we could put our hand up. I mean, we'd have to check, obviously, first that there's no Oztag on that weekend. Plus, we'd have to work out where everyone's going to park when the markets are on at the jetty that weekend. But imagine, I mean, the opening ceremony. We could have an info booth at the front asking what you want to see down at the jetty foreshores and do some more consultation. Unbelievable. And then, instead of Matilda, you know, the kangaroo that was at the Brisbane Commonwealth Games in 1982, we could have a giant banana that just goes around spraying everyone out of the end of the banana into the crowd with, you know, just like water, like a mist kind of thing. Bit like the rain that's out there at the moment. I tell you, I could see it now. I could see it now. The Moffs Harbour 2026 Commonwealth Games. Eh? Unbelievable. We could get Troy Cassar-Daly down. He could do the opening ceremony for us. Who else could we get? Russell Crowe. He could do the official opening. We could have three big black cockatoos fly through. Tell you what, this idea about the Moffs Harbour 2026 Com Games, it could have legs, you know. Gordon says, maybe you could get the big banana mascot. No. It's not a mascot. It'll just be a giant big banana. A bit like, remember Matilda, the kangaroo? I mean, you should remember that, Gordon. You would have been, what, nearly 30 or 40 when they had back in 1982 in Brisbane, QE2 Stadium, Matilda. I think is now living at the back of a service station at Gympie, which was used to be a Matilda service station. Now it's a Puma one, so it doesn't really kind of fit as well. But Matilda had a big eye that winked, and then I think her belly opened and little kids ran out on bikes or something, didn't they? I can't remember. I was still in the womb at the time, but wasn't actually there. Well, I was there, but wasn't there, if you know what I mean. But it'll be a get Matilda out of retirement, says Tony. No, we can't. No, we've got to get a massive banana. We have a massive banana that maybe just walks around, like as in, like, I'm talking huge. And I like your idea, though, Gordon, where it sprays banana-flavoured. Maybe, you know what we could do? Banana-flavoured Norco milk spurts out the end of it. Hey, I tell the thinking never stops.